There it is, that weekend wake-up call. We wake that rooster up and shake him up every single Saturday morning right here at Rosie on the House. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Thank you for tuning in. We're here every Saturday morning to inform you, to educate you, and to protect you as it relates to any and everything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. We've just recently, within the last few months, added a fourth hour to the program. That's this 7 o'clock hour. We still have not officially decided what we're going to do with that hour. So until we do, we just invite friends and family in, and we just invite y'all to join the conversation. If you'd like to visit with us, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. I want to talk this morning about the Grand Canyon. And there wasn't anybody I could talk to about the Grand Canyon that spent more time down in the Grand Canyon, going through the Grand Canyon, observing the Grand Canyon, and at the same time ignoring the Grand Canyon, which we'll get to a little bit later in the story, as my good friend, Mr. Tom Postorino. Tom, thank you for getting up so early this morning, buddy.
Yeah, good morning. I usually sleep till 11 o'clock, but I figured I might as well wake up early for Rosie. So I'm happy to be here and happy to explain what we do, how we do it, and how you can do it too. You know, it's something that every human being can do. It just takes a little time, a little patience, and a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
So, come on.
Tom Postorino with his darling wife, Miss Barbara. Miss Barbara, thanks for coming down and driving Tom in this morning.
Oh, of course. I'm his chauffeur. Good morning.
And my daughter, who most of y'all know as Jujubee, Julia, she's in visiting from Minneapolis with her oldest boy, Junior. And she, too, can talk a little bit about the Grand Canyon. Julia, thanks for getting up and joining us more. I understand you were out late with your sisters last night.
Maybe a little. Mostly trying to get the kids to bed.
Mostly trying to get the kids to bed.
Nothing
All
exciting.
Right. Have you, I can't believe how many Arizona citizens I talk to that haven't even been to the Grand Canyon, much less stepped one foot off the rim of the Grand Canyon to go experience it. Tom, who is that quote by that you were reading before the show?
I believe this is Senator John McCain.
It's well said.
Forward.
It's well said.
Yeah. I'll just go over here. It's just a short statement. The Grand Canyon is a place of profound and inexpressible beauty where the hungry human spirit is humbled, challenged, and inspired. The canyon's timeless glories have eluded the talents of the world's great poets, whether they wield a pen, a paintbrush, or hiking boots.
The boots.
The hiking boots I added on. John McCain, I don't know. I can do a little bit better than you, sir.
On the trail, you think? All right.
That's right.
Now, you have, as I understand it, like 2,000 miles by boot. Well, you wear tennis shoes. By tennis shoes.
No, I wear boots. I do
you?
I wear boots, yeah.
Okay. So by boots through the Grand Canyon, how did this passion get started?
Wow. I would say about 83 or in that area. I was teaching an aerobics class on the corner of 32nd Street and Thunderbird. It was called International Fitness. And I kind of fell into it. And in them days, I was a monster runner. Well, I still run, but I sneak around like I'm sneaking up on people now when I run, you know. But anyway, I was teaching a hardcore aerobics class. And a lot of guys came in our class because, they liked the military style it was hardcore. And one of the guys in there named Barry Feinstein, a friend of mine, was in a class, and he said, we hike the Grand Canyon once in a while from rim to rim and then back the next day rim to rim. And he said, you'd like to try that sometime with me. And I said, yeah, no problem. I had never been to the Grand Canyon myself, So
You're a transplant from Wisconsin,
I'm
right?
I'm from Wisconsin, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there's about three nice days a year. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
All right.
Anyway. Barbara and I, my wife, my assistant, I call her now, because she helps me in planning this stuff, But anyway, we decided to go with them. All right. Me, Barbara, Barry Feinstein, and two other guys drove up to the Grand Canyon, drove right to the edge of the rim, got out of our cars, boom, started hiking, you know, and me and Barbara were there, kind of unknown to anything, and we look around, everybody's gone. Like, I said, where do we go? So here's
the
trailhead.
Sounds kind of familiar. I just got to throw that out there.
Yes, it does.
So I see the trail, and these guys are like, you know, half a mile down the trail, you know. So we head out, and we all stop at the Phantom Ranch at the bottom, you know. And in them days, it was, I don't want to say easy. It's never, never easy, you know. And but
so you're like 8 miles into the hike now.
Yeah,
it's been all downhill.
All downhill, hard downhill. Yeah. So, you know, your legs are talking to you about that time. They're a little wobbly, shaky, you know. So we got a Phantom, and they took a snack. We had no, we were just following their lead. You know, we have a little snack, a peanut butter sandwich or something. You know, that's one of my staples, you know. And boom, 10 minutes later, up they go, out again, you know. And then you go across another 7-8 miles. To at that time, we were stopping at Cottonwood, which is another little spot down on the bottom. All beautiful cottonwood trees and a couple benches, and that's about it. You know, not a human being you'll see down there. But we take another little break there, fill up our water, and head up. And from that point on, it's up hard, you know. So that was great because we were kind of catching up to them then. You know, they were coming back to us a little bit. So we all kind of trekked up together, which is unusual, but that's the way it happened. And getting to the top was one of the biggest shocks of my first trip. We got to the top of the North Rim, and I'm looking around. There's nothing, zero. I mean, there's zero up at the top. I think, what the heck? Where's the lodge? When are we done? The guy said, sorry, we have to walk 2 miles back to the lodge. Oh, you could have stabbed me. I could not believe that we had to go. He said, oh, you can hitchhike, you know, because the road that leads to the – it's the only way to go. So, you know, there aren't going to be no kooks going up there, you know. So
takes a bit of traffic. They're all going to one place.
Going to the lodge, you know, so – we decided to hitchhike, and we actually did pick up a ride, and the guy gave us a ride up there. And
so from the first hike in about 83, 84, you have since done it like every single year, multiple times?
Yeah, well, in them days, we were doing it twice a year. We did it in May, and then we did it again in October. And October was a little bit better because it wasn't quite as hot.
Oof.
But
We probably ought to just let folks know. I got invited by a mutual friend who had participated once or twice.
Yeah.
And it's a mutual friend I hike with quite a bit. And we pace each other pretty comparably. And it's nothing to do 15, 18, 20 miles. We're usually not on trails. We're just going cross country. And he says, Rosie, you could do this hike. He says, you ought to join us. And
well, we were very questionable about that, Rosie. Holy, we screen our people. But, you know,
I don't know.
And I had to make a lie detector test. You know,
So I get invited, and I think, well, it'd be fun to take my – how old were you, Julia, when you joined? Were you 12, 13?
I think I was in high school, 15, 14, 15.
Okay. So I talked Julia into joining us. We go on a couple training hikes, and then
– Julia has never seen the Grand Canyon at this point either.
So now y'all – arrange a large group. You put us all in a Class A diesel pusher motorhome bus, commercial bus, and you drive us up there.
That's right.
And so we go through the park entrance, and Julia is on the right-hand side of the bus. And as we're coming up to unload at Thunderbird Lodge, of course, the first view you see is that Mather Point. Mm-hmm. And I look at Julia. She looks at me. I've been in a canyon many times. It's her first trip. She says, we're crossing that?
There's got to be a smaller one somewhere.
That's the Grand Canyon. I just want to hike the Grand Canyon.
Exactly. You
know? So, but he talks about being left behind on his first trip. I mean, I had lunch. I'm thinking, no one had warned me. Folks, I have to tell you, I'm invited to this trip to hike the Grand Canyon. So I'm thinking, well, let's bring our 35-millimeter camera, and let's bring our movie camera, and let's bring, you know, plenty of food and plenty of water, and This is just going to be a merry old hike. It's going to be fun with friends, and we'll do some bird watching. And we pull up the next morning. I don't know. You got us out of bed at what, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning?
About 4 o'clock, yeah.
You got us out of bed at 4 o'clock
in
the morning.
You have to beat the heat.
So we all load on this bus, and as we're driving to the trailhead of Kaibab, the bus driver says it's against the law for me to go in that parking lot. So when we get there, y'all are all going to have to jump off and get out of the bus as fast as possible and let me get out of here. And I'm thinking, well, that's cute. The ice chest with my lunch is in the belly of the beast. So I'm thinking, well, that's okay. We can make it. So I look at Julia, and I don't know. We got one or two power bars in our backpack. And I look at her, and I say, it's only 8 miles to Phantom Ranch. I mean, surely we can do that. So we get down to Phantom Ranch, and at this point, just water only. And Phantom Ranch is closed, like, for another hour.
Yeah.
Because it's like 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. The Phantom opens at 8 o'clock. Okay. And so, I don't care who you are, they aren't going to open a door for you. You can see them walking around in there, but they won't open
Well, we get off the bus, and all of you whack jobs start running down the trail. And I'm thinking, they really are scared of getting arrested for bringing this bus into this parking lot. And so Julia and I start this nice little friendly hike. We're talking, we're visiting. And I mean, we're like just coming off the rim at that first little break. And I see people in our group all the way down like it. What is that?
Cedar Ridge.
Cedar Ridge. Yeah. And I'm thinking, holy cow, they're really scared of getting arrested.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was an endurance team training to run across the Grand Canyon.
Well, if anybody gets caught looking, they don't come back next year.
We get off, and he looks at my camera around my neck. He says, there's no picture taking. So Julie and I make it to Phantom Ranch. We're in great shape, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, we were doing good.
I mean, we look at each other and say, do we want to sit here for an hour and wait till it opens up, or... I mean, we're a third the way. I mean, do you feel good enough to finish the next, what is it, the 14 miles?
8 miles to Cottonwood, or if you go to Pump House, it's about 9.5, you know, whatever you decide, yeah.
So, well, in my mind, I'm thinking the top.
The top is like from Phantom 13? Is like at 16, so, yeah. 15, 16.
So yeah. I'm thinking, okay, well, we won't have anything to eat till we top out, so... We had a good dinner waiting for us at the North Rim dining room.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm pretty confident we can make it. And do you want to explain what happened to me on the... I mean, going up the North Rim, you have that long, flat, that just is a slow uphill to Cottonwood.
Yeah.
And then you get to the Pump House, and then you get to the bridge.
And we had Cliff Bars at this point, and those power shots that are so gross. And they're hot by this time, and it's just disgusting. And you're just dry heaving while you're walking up. I think it was a really hot year. It was like 110
it was hotter,
down there.
It was hotter than that. They actually had a hiker die that weekend.
That's right. I forgot about that.
That does lead to a question. Why don't they open it in April or March?
Snow on the other side.
There's too much snow on the other side, yeah.
But it was hot. I think it was 118 at Phantom that day.
Yes.
So
and the whole little creek that we were walking across was almost dry. We're dipping our scarves in mud because it's just disgusting.
Yeah, just
so we're just we're just beat, you know? Nothing's gone right. Oh. But we're still feeling okay.
That's pretty typical.
Yeah. And then Dad just kind of goes, well, I think from what I understand, it's going to go a lot steeper.
All right. We're gonna keep talking more about the crossing the Grand Canyon, the traverse of the rim to rim when we get back right here at Rosie on the House.